You know, I want to say to all of you that you must keep your courage. And I want to say to all the ministers here, you must keep your courage to help other people. No room for no discouraged preachers. You know what I mean? How are we going to encourage other people if we let the enemy discourage us? And we can't. But not all of us, all the singers, you've got to keep your courage. Yes. So when you get up and sing the song, thank you for every song you sang. Sheltered in the Arms of God. And dear sister, I sang it with you, Amazing God. And then Miracle. And then the last sweet song about. So I just thank the Lord for every one of you. I feel like the Lord had really gave this to me last night in the middle of the night. And I want to turn to Isaiah 40, and I want to read this to you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And I want to tell you a few little things about eagles. I was amazed when I was studying that last night. Eagles are born with big and heavy wings. They are really not born to flap their wings. They are born to soar. So God is comparing us. He said, mount up with wings as eagles. So he's trying to tell us he wants us to soar. Soar over our problems. Soar over our troubles. Soar. That's different than just flapping, okay? That's different. And it says they're so heavy and they're so big that if they flap too much, they might flap a little, very little, but they cannot flap very much or they will die. They will die if they flap their wings too much. So we can't die spiritually. We can't flap around. We got to soar. We can't let these troubles get us down. We can't let these problems get us down. One sister, now I believe the scripture says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Pray about it and cast it on the Lord. Because if you dwell on that day and night, that the enemy could get in there and try to get you down. You don't want to do that, okay? Our mind is something special. But we cast it on the Lord and we earnestly pray for people, but then we need to soar over these. You know what I'm trying to say? Be happy. We don't want to be discouraged. We must be happy. Who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God? How can you be happy when you're having problems? There is a way to do that. There's a way to do that in the Holy Spirit. So it says here, they perch and they wait for a very strong wind of gust. They need the strong wind of gust to cause them to soar. Well, there's strong gusts that come in our life. And instead of getting this down, we can soar right with that wind. Well, here, you know, here comes, what are you going to do with this? The enemy says, here comes a strong wind. And what are you going to do with this? I'm going to soar. I'm going to pray that God helps me to get a hold of what he's trying to teach me. And I'm going to learn how and ask him how to lead me, how to guide me, how to get me over this so I can soar over this. And like the sister was singing, a miracle. Well, you know, there's a little song that says we were a miracle. It was a miracle for us to get saved. I'm telling you, that took a miracle. But God can give us a miracle every day to breathe and move and walk and preach and talk and teach and do everything we're supposed to do. He gives us miracles every day. Every day. He watches over us with the cars. And the cars, I know Brother Marty told one time, his van, they were traveling and this semi, I think, was coming towards them. And he says, as far as I know, that semi should have went right between the van and cut us in half. But somehow it soared. I don't know how. God disappeared the van for a minute. I don't know what he did. But he didn't get hit. Oh, the deer. Yes. We live We live off Broadway in Edmond there, in Guthrie, but we go down Broadway to our daughter's house. It's a very dangerous road. Where we come out of our neighborhood, several people have been killed. There's crosses there. So we pray all the time we cross this road. And we get on Broadway. We're coming home one night. This big deer. It was just, I don't know where it went. It was like it came at us. And it was right on our window. It was right in our windshield, this big, huge deer. And all of a sudden, it was like God had a gust of wind. Thank you, Brother Carl. And picked up that deer, and it went backwards. I just said, did you see that? The deer could have hit us and crushed us. It could have killed us. But God picked that big deer up. It was right there, and it went backwards. It just went backwards. I mean, what made it go backwards was the God Almighty. Well, we are living under the shelter of his arms. We're living under miracles every day that we don't even realize how God protects us. It's amazing. He's amazing God. All the songs went together. It's beautiful, beautiful. So he wants you to wait upon the Lord and he shall renew your strength. Wait. Sometimes it's hard to wait. It's hard to wait for those miracles sometimes. We want God to do things fast. I'm a very fast person at home, and I like to get things done fast. But sometimes the Lord tells me, I got to slow down, and I got to wait on the Lord. And you don't want to go ahead of the Lord. You don't want to be behind. You just want to. But it says, mount up with wings as eagles. So we want to talk a little bit more about the eagle. Did you know that the eagle can fly as high as an airplane? I never knew that before until I started studying that. So you're looking out the airplane window someday. I hope I get to see this. And you see an eagle. And then God says, mount up your life. Mount up with wings as eagles. The eagle's not flapping up there by the airplane. He's soaring. There's a difference. His big, heavy wings are out there, and he's flying like an airplane. He's just soaring. He's just soaring. So mount up in his perfect ease. Have you ever seen an eagle just kind of, just beautiful? But this is something that other birds cannot fly this height. Only an eagle. So God's teaching us. Wings represent our faith and belief in God. Saints, to have a good foundation, you have to have faith and belief in God. That's your foundation right there. He that cometh to God must believe that what? He is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. About everything, salvation, Holy Spirit, any kind of difficulty you got in life, you got to believe. We just don't want to be talking negative. While you speak, please remember this. God said, let there be light. There was light. He said, what we speak controls a lot of our life. If we get up in the morning and we say, I'm tired. This is a dreary day. Look outside. You know what? You're going to be tired and you're going to have a dreary day because you spoke it. But if you get up and say, I am full of energy and I'm going to accomplish a lot. And look at, you know, I like rain. It's okay. The sun's coming out pretty soon. And you just talk yourself into being happy. It's true. It's really true. If what you speak, if you want to be down, just say you're down. Just say you're depressed. And I read a story one time. It was amazing. This minister never was depressed. But the sister kept coming to him saying, I'm so depressed. I need help. And he thought to himself, and I'd probably be a person like that. If someone came to me and said they were depressed, I probably wouldn't know how to relate without asking God to help me because I just don't go there. And it isn't Marcia. It's because by the grace of God, he tells me not to do that. And so it'd be hard for me to help somebody out of that, except I'll pray for you because I ain't going there. But this minister thought, well, I'll just sit down and I'll just say I'm depressed with you a little bit and I'll see if I can get feeling like them so I know how to help them. And a spirit came in of depression. And he was so scared, and he started rebuking the devil and rebuking the devil. He said, "Oh God, forgive me, for I do not want this spirit of depression." And I tell you what, don't do that. Don't play the role with somebody to understand them. No, no, no. You just pray for them, okay? Because you don't want to sympathize with wrong. You don't. And you might say, "Well, it's a real feeling." Yes, and there's a real feeling of happiness too.
Yeah.
And there's a real feeling of courage.
Yeah.
You need courage, dear ones, to make it through life. You need courage. And I want to say here, wings represent our faith in God, and the wind represents the Holy Spirit. The wind, you know, it says that he came in as a mighty rushing wind. Remember when the Pentecost day fell on them? The wind, the gust of wind. Just soars us. With the Holy Spirit, Lord, I'm waiting for that gust of wind of the Holy Spirit to soar me over this problem, soar me over the circumstance, having the victory in Jesus' name. Praise God. I'm giving the victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
We'll not give in to anything else. We have a song that says, "Higher ground, I'm pressing on my upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day." Think about the eagle when you get that thought that's opposite of courage. Think about the eagle. That the eagle can fly as high as an airplane.
Yeah.
And that God is commanding us, and I think his word commands us, they shall mount up with wings as eagle.
Yeah.
They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Now you tell me in that scripture verse where there's discouragement. Tell me where there's depression. It's not there. Tell me where it says you're going to stumble and fall. Tell me where you're going to backslide because the troubles are going to be too hard. No, it says they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So we can soar, but it's not through our own power. Don't get me wrong. It's not through our own power. Zechariah, let's turn to that. 4:6 says, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." It's not by my might. It's not by my power, Lord, but it's by your spirit that I can soar over everything. Glory to God. I can soar. I can make it. I can make it to heaven. I can be victorious. I will go to heaven. And somebody say, "I hope I get to heaven." No, by your God's grace, you will get to heaven. You don't have to just sit around and hope. Well, we hope, yes, but we got to do more than just hope. Or we got to say, "Well, I hope I don't fall before it's time to go to heaven." No, no, no. We, by God's grace, we will be a conqueror. We will make it to heaven. And I'm not saying the song, you know, "Have we have hope within us of a life?" That's good. Hope is good. I don't mean that. But what I'm trying to say is, people, I hear sometimes, "I hope I don't fail. I hope I make it." That's what I'm trying to say. Don't be that way. Be, "By God's grace, I will make it." You got to be, I tell you what, the enemy will take an inch. If you give the devil an inch, he'll take a longer. You can't do that. You can't say, "I think I might be saved." You got to say, "I know I'm saved." You can't say, "I think I'm sanctified." You got to know you're sanctified. You got to know you're healed. You got to know some things. Positive. I tell you one thing, saints. I know that people say, "Well, positive thinking." Well, there's some good in positive thinking. Yes, there's good in positive thinking. What's wrong with it? Is there good in negative thinking? No. So there's good in positive thinking. I watch people that have positive thinking in their life, and they soar like the eagles. They have the victory. They keep pressing on after many years. They're still saved. Praise God. I'm not boasting in myself, but I got saved when I was 18. I'm 72. I'm still saved. That counts for something, right? It counts for a lot. It's just me. It's not just me. Almost 55 years. Is that right, Jerry? Because we got married about the same time. So praise the Lord. That's a long time. That's over 50 years a century, right? Half a century. Half a century. That's a long time, isn't it? Yes, praise the Lord. But we're almost heading for 100. I don't know if I make it to 100 years old, but I tell you what, that's okay. Maybe I'll be in heaven. That would be wonderful. Glory be to God. So you know what? We can have the victory. We can be courageous. We can have courage. No matter how old we get, we can be happy about it. Some people get down because they're getting old. We don't have to get down because we get old. We can be faithful. We can be strong. We can have courage. We can be working for Jesus. And I know Sister Clay won't mind me using her because she's my friend. But I love Sister Clay because she gives me courage. She gives me courage. Because when I say, I'm 72, Lord, am I supposed to slow down? At this slot once, you know, like, am I supposed to slow down? He said, no, not in the gospel work, not anywhere. Can you just keep going? He said, look at Sister Clay. Yes, right? We took a trip to California. I'm not boasting myself, but God told Sister Clay and I to go to California. I said, oh, my. Oh, my. But we talked about it. We felt like it was really the Lord. And the Lord blessed us so much. We didn't know everybody there in Fresno. But God blessed our trip. Didn't he, Sister Clay? It was wonderful. They were so good to us. And we were stepping out by faith. But God blessed it because he was in it. And you know what? It wasn't easy always on the airplanes and changing the airplanes and all that difficulty. It was not easy always with all the bags and all that stuff. But you know what? We just kept soaring over it. We kept soaring over the bags, kept soaring over the problems and the airplane and the difficulties. We thank God for the airplane that gets us there, right? But all the traveling is not always easy, but we can soar over it all because we're looking at the end of it. What a blessing we're going to get when we get over there. That's what you got to look about heaven. Ever keep heaven in view. Oh, there might be a few troubles here, but let's soar over it all because I got my eyes on heaven. Heaven will be worth it all. I'm getting excited. I talked to my brother the other day. He's a little bit younger than me. He said, he's turning 68 and I'm 72. And he says, well, I'm looking forward to heaven. I said, well, God bless you. My brother's saved. I only have one brother in the flesh. But he says, he is looking forward to heaven. I said, I am too, David. I am too. And he goes, yes, I'm not. I said, I'm looking forward to heaven. He's not that he wants to die right now. How many of us feel that way? Not that you wouldn't die right now. But you're looking forward to heaven, right?
Yes, that's right.
It's going to be, and I don't mean to be funny, but it's out of this world. I mean, it's going to be so amazing. It'll be out of this world. It'll be something so much better. So much, talk about flowers. And I love the springtime. And I got some kind of courage in me. I want to plant more flowers. I got this courage. And I haven't done it all yet. But you watch. Watch, Brother Jerry. You're going to have lots of flowers in your yard. Just watch. And I even got some seeds. And daisy seeds. And I looked up on the internet what was the best growing seeds, you know, that last good and stuff and where to plant them. Daisy seeds. And I forget that first name of it, but Chasta daisy. But anyway, so you look it up. It's a beautiful daisies. And I haven't done it yet. I might sit there and put a little dirt in my egg cartons and put a little seeds in there. And then I get the little plants up and do some things I've never done before because I'm happy and I want to be courageous and I want to plant flowers and I want flowers everywhere so I can get them. And they don't always have to be expensive if you get seeds. They're not just a little bit of money for seeds. And you can plant them and you can make flowers everywhere. So how come we don't have more flowers in our yard? What's wrong with this anyways? But we can plant these flowers. Why don't we do it? Why don't we make ourselves happier? Why don't we make flowers all over the place? We got to do some effort in it. You go by these places. And have you ever went to a beautiful place? Jerry can tell us some of the places we were where they had flowers everywhere. And I got home and I ordered me some tulip bulbs. And I was going to do all this. And I fizzled out. I did fizzled out. My tulips didn't last very good and I didn't do very good. But I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to have flowers. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have flowers. And I've already started having. I planted rose bushes and I planted them. You don't have to plant them in the ground. You can plant them in flower pots. Yes, and I planted three flower pots that have got knockout pink roses, a little bit of a peachy in them. They're so beautiful. And then I got a red geranium from a porch. And then I got this other, it's a hibiscus tree, but I got a hibiscus plant. And this is my start. But you know why? Because flowers are wonderful. And I'm not off my message because that gives us courage. It gives us courage to have pretty things around us. Have courage.
Have some courage.
Have courage. You know, you look out and you see all these weeds in the yard. So they don't make you feel too happy. But you know what? You can get rid of them and you can have flowers instead. But it takes some work at it. Everything that we get in life is wonderful. You know, I like to set a pretty table. But you know, it takes a little time. You got to wash the table first. Put your little stuff out there and make it. It takes a little time to make it pretty. But you know what? It takes a little effort. Everything that's worth it, even a good meal, you got to put some more effort in it, right? Oh, God, help me. Help me to be a better wife, a better cook for Jerry and I. I'm trying, but I got to do better. You know, this is a challenge for us to be courageous, strong, and true. Some people say, I can't cook. You can cook. My mother told me never to say you can about anything. My little girl came over yesterday. We never did this. To my knowledge, I don't think I've ever tried, but they got this. No, I never tried the stick wallpaper. It sticks. It's better than, you know, the old paste kind they used to have to do. I watch people wallpaper our houses, but she came over and she put stick of wallpaper on my one wall in the utility room. I wanted paper. Well, when she was doing it, I said, honey, have you ever did this before? She said, no, Mom, but I figure I can do anything I set my mind to. Like, you're just a chip off me, because that's how I think. We can do anything we set our mind to. Well, I helped her. I said, well, honey, I think you helped me this time. I can do it. I can do it maybe next time on a wall somewhere. Watch out, Jerry. Watch out, because here comes some more wallpaper. And it's beautiful. It just turned out beautiful. And you know what? Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And she did a great job. And she matched it. She took the razor blade and she said, Mama, I can do. I thought, I'm so happy that my girl thinks that way. That she can do what she sets her mind to do. I figure if someone else can do it, I can do it. And I'm telling you, Saints, if you want stick and wallpaper, it's a lot easier. It is not hard at all. It's not hard, really. Just got to be slow and careful, and you can do it. You can make things prettier. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm so full of courage this morning. I got it about 4 o'clock in the morning. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't sleep. The Lord wants me to read and pray. So I got it. I was planning on coming anyway, but he woke me up, and I spent some time with the Lord, and I asked the Lord to give me some out of the Bible promise box, and you know what he gave me? He said, it's a joy to spend time with the Lord. I said, it doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. I'll catch up on my sleep later, because if Jesus wants to visit me, you know he visits us in the night, because we're so busy in the day. Going here, and we're going there, and we're thinking this, thinking that. But during the night, it's just me and Jesus. We're just can't sleep, and it's quiet, and he starts talking to you. Well, he can be with you during the day too. I don't mean that. But I mean, he comes in the still of the night or the early morning. Dear Saints, get up in the morning. Don't lay in that bed. Get up and pray. Up and pray and go out and hear the birds. They sing, so they're singing to the Lord. And I have arrived at that age. I go out there and I thought, what have I missed all these years? What have I missed? Because now I want to get up as early, maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock. I don't always get up that early, but sometimes I wake up early like that. And I try to go back to sleep. I think, I need to go back to sleep. It's still early, and I can't. And the Lord said, maybe you need to get up because maybe you slept enough. So I figured I'd count in my hours, and if I get up close to 7, I figure I probably did sleep enough. So I just get up, and I go outside, and we have a little porch that we have a little screening porch, and the wind is just blowing in there a little bit, and the birds are all singing. It is the most relaxing, beautiful place. I love it. I sit there, and I just revel in God and revel in it. I'm trying to give you some courage, Saints. Give yourself some courage. Take time to be with the Lord. Enjoy the birds. Enjoy the flowers. Enjoy the happy things in life. The good, wonderful food God gives us. Everything He gives us. The Bible scriptures. Everything God. He is so good. God is so good. He's so wonderful. There's nothing to be discouraged about. Nothing. God, we are on the winning side, not by might, not nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. He wants us by the anointing of God. He wants flowing and operating through us, not our own power, but he wants to flow out of us through the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Let's turn over here to Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. If the enemy says God is not with you, you tell the enemy, God is with me. If he whispers anything negative, tell him the opposite. God is with me. God is helping me sing these special songs. You know, whatever it is. God is helping me to pray. God is helping me to do everything for the Lord. He's helping me. No, sometimes God lets me do a few things that's legal. Some things I enjoy. I enjoy my family. I enjoy get-togethers with my family. I enjoy trips with my husband. And I have a good life. But you know what God tells me? I get back into service, I'm sitting there, and I open my songbook, and it says, I shall not be idle. He's not let you do these good things that you enjoyed. Now get back on the firing line. I said, well, okay, Lord, I won't quit. Where do you want me to go? Won't you go to Wichita? Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. See, I could say, I was tired yesterday. My girl worked and worked, and then I got to working all day. I worked over 12 hours. I got up at 5:30. I was tired last night. That's what the flesh could easily say, stay home and rest. But the Lord said, I shall not be idle. It's not God. Okay, Lord. And then he gave me this bubbling courage. And he started talking to me about these eagles. In the middle of the night, when a lot of people are sleeping, I'm soaring with these eagles, thinking in my mind how wonderful it is to soar with eagles. Be of good courage. Be strong. Be good courage. Be not afraid. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Praise the Lord. And we want to go over to Deuteronomy 31, right behind there. Just flip back a little bit. 31. You know, Moses said in the second verse, I am 120 years old. Can you imagine being 120 years old? I can't even hardly imagine being 100 years old. My mom is 92 and almost 93. She's only 7 years from being 100. I don't know if she'll be 100 or not, but she's getting tired. But be 120 years old. You know why he said, I can no more go out and come in. Now, I don't know exactly what he meant by that. Yeah. But I imagine maybe he's saying it's a little bit tiring for me to go places.
Yeah.
You think he might be getting tired at 120? But he still had courage. He still had courage. But Moses said, I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over into Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. He's talking to Joshua, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess him. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord has said. He's talking to the people and Joshua. And then he says down here in the sixth verse, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong. Be strong. Just before Moses died, he's telling Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Isn't that wonderful? And it was said, do you think that God loved Moses more than us? Do you think that God loved Joshua more than us? No. He loved them all. He loves us all. And I want to just tell a little bit. I don't know if I'll go to all those scriptures, but Samuel 17. When, if you want to turn to it, Samuel 17, when David was facing Goliath. What did David was facing Goliath? Let me find it here quick. 17. David wasn't really alone because he had Jesus. He had God with him. But yet he was alone from his brothers. His brothers were against him. He didn't have another human being there with him to help him. And he was facing Goliath by himself. Saints, I'm going to tell you, there's sometimes the dearest saints will not understand you. Sometimes the dearest saints will not give you the encouragement you need and desire. But don't be discouraged and keep your courage up, okay? You may stand alone on a certain thing that you believe in with all your heart. You might believe with all your heart that this is the right way to go. No, it is. Know that God told you. You might work hard at trying to convince people and they don't see it. You might stand alone with that, but you still be a leader. Still be a leader. Be what God wants you to be. And have courage in your heart. Don't let other people discourage you, okay? David, what I'm saying, his brother said, oh, why did you come here? I know you had naughtiness of your heart. What about those few sheep you left behind? How come you're not over there taking care of them? See, they weren't giving him a good time. But yet he said, I have a reason. I have a cause. I have a cause. We got to have a cause to go on and be courageous and don't listen to the negative stuff. And you know, he went on and he came to Goliath and he said in the 46th verse, and you know, if you read, I'm not reading all that, but you know how Saul, he tried to put on this armor and all this stuff. And he said, I'm not used to this. I don't want all this stuff you're trying to put on me. I don't fight that way. Sometimes people will tell you to fight a different way. They have all kinds of advice. But you fight spiritually the way God tells you. And he said in the 46th, for this day will the Lord, he's talking to Goliath, deliver thee into mine hand. I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines to stand to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Now, I'm just asking you, how did David talk to the enemy?
Positive.
Very positive, didn't he? He said, this day the Lord will deliver thee into my hand. He didn't go out there with his stones with no faith. He went out with lots of faith and speaking it. I will smite thee. I will take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls. And this was no little thing. I mean, Goliath was really tall. He's one of the tallest men. Tall and big and strong as far as the flesh. But he said, and all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into your hands. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord, saints. When you feel like you need some more courage, ask the Lord. He can give you that courage. The battle is the Lord's. He can give you that courage to soar like an eagle. Just remember that. Soar like an eagle. Praise the Lord. And then you think about Peter. Peter walked on water. But he did it all by himself and Jesus. None of the other disciples got out of that boat. He got out alone to walk on that water. I don't know. Do you think, normally speaking, you think, I didn't say it. You think the disciples would say, what are you doing, Peter? Why are you climbing out of the boat on the water? I mean, I can imagine. I'm just I'm not saying it's in the Bible, but I'm just imagine what they were saying. If they're human beings, that what you would say. If I was in the boat with somebody and they started calling, I said, what are you doing? What are you thinking? You can't walk on water. What do you think? Well, there's Jesus out there and he's walking on water. He can help me walk on water. Peter. But he jumped out all alone. Sometimes you're going to feel alone. I'm not talking about alone of being grief, but your work, your gospel work, your something God tells you to do. You might have to step out by faith alone. You might not have a lot of encouragement. You might not have a lot of, you know, the Lord gives me this so many times and maybe it'll help you. I don't know. He said, are you willing, in my little promise, to be a person that works for God without recognition? We're not serving to get pats on the back from men and women or recognition. That should not be our goal. It should be our goal to be doing this for Jesus, doing what God tells us to do, not to get recognition from men that or be men pleasers. That's not what God wants us to do. We love everybody. We love all the saints. We love the brothers and sisters. But God tells me, are you willing to work without recognition? See? People like it. People like to get recognition. They like to get things. And it might not be your lot in life to get that. But that's okay. God has a reason. God has a reason to keep you in a certain place. Because he wants to use you in a different way. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I believe that God's will is to be done in our life. I would not want recognition if it caused me to get pride. I would not want recognition if it caused me to lose out because I got so proud about my position. It's not my position. It is Jesus' position. I am just a little child working for the Lord. I am a servant of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I want, you know, yes, I want everybody to love me. But if some don't, that's okay. I love them anyway, right? I want everybody to love me, and I love everybody. And if some have a problem with me, I'm sorry they do. I love them anyway. But you know what I mean? We got to keep faithful. We got to keep our courage up. We can't let anybody get us down. Some people might say you're singing too much. Keep singing. Right? Some might say you're preaching too much. Keep preaching. When God tells you. Don't go singing when God ain't in it. Don't go preaching when God's not in it. But if God tells you to do it, do it. Yeah, but that person's sitting right over there. They told me to quit singing. Well, that's okay. Let that person just get the victory. Because you know what? God told you to sing. Well, that person's sitting right over there that told me women ought to talk from their pew, not the pulpit. Well, you get up and preach to that person sitting right there. You get preached behind the pulpit. If God tells you to do that, do it anyways. Because you, I'm not trying to be hard. You got to keep your courage. You got to keep your calling. You got to keep doing what God, it is in the Bible. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I'm a flesh, all right? And my sons and daughters shall prophesy. And my handmaidens, I will pour out my spirit upon my handmaidens. He says the female gender twice. But yet people can say they should talk from their seat. That's the devil. I'm just telling you, it ain't God. It's not God to be against women. It's not God to be against men. I appreciate the men. I appreciate the men ministers, but I appreciate the sisters too. I appreciate everybody. I would appreciate a child if God gave them a calling to preach a message. I want the gospel. Why would we not want the gospel to go forth no matter where it comes from? The Holy Spirit is in a man and the Holy Spirit is in a woman. The same Holy Spirit is just the flesh you're seeing. The Holy Spirit works. I don't even know why I'm saying all that. I'm not saying it to be critical at all. I'm just saying you must keep courage. There's some sisters here. Maybe I serve them. Keep your courage. Go forth in the name of the Lord and keep soaring like an eagle. You might be a lot, you know, I've never, never wanted to be anything but a woman. I can't stand that spirit that wants to cross genders. It's awful. It's evil. But I'm just telling you, God made a man, he made a woman, and he gave each one of us our place. And I appreciate the man. I appreciate my husband. He's the head of the house. He can be the head of the house, and I can still be a minister. You know what? But I'm subject to my husband in the marriage. But it does not mean I'm subject to every man in the world. We're all subject in the church to everyone. We're all subject to each other anyway. We're supposed to be clothed with humility, and we're servants of the Most High God. Right? Brother Austin Wilson said his wife was a pastor, and he said, she's subject to me at home, and I'm subject to her at church. I don't know if some men could take that. But he did, and he was a wonderful minister. He was a wonderful man. I really respected Brother Austin Wilson. He was a wonderful person. And God took her in Africa when he went over there to work for the Lord. He came home carrying her purse. She died for the Lord, working in the gospel work. Wonderful person. I didn't get to know her, but I don't know why I'm saying all this. Maybe my time's getting carried away here. But, oh, I'm so happy, saints, because I want to strengthen you, establish you. 1 Peter 5 and 10, it says he wants to strengthen us. He wants to establish us. He wants to keep us in the... That's what he wants to do. I can find this here real quick. If someone has that, 1 Peter 5 and 10. The Lord wants to establish you, and he wants to keep you and strengthen you. The Lord will do that for you. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 5 and 10. He wants to strengthen you, establish you. Here, I found it. Be sober. I'm going to read this. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You know, I want to share something. We got in a terrible car accident, and I think I was 29, and Jerry was about 31 or 32, and we could have been killed. And I often wondered, I said, Lord, why did my family get in this terrible car wreck? We're Christians, you know, why did this happen to us? And to go all the details, but he had a broken jaw, he had broken ribs, he had a crushed ankle, I had broken ribs, I had got hit in the temple, it could have killed me. The doctor that was sewing up my head that night, he said it barely missed going into my skull, I would have been killed. Then the girls got hurt. We had one with a broken arm, one had their face smashed pretty bad. The one that was in the middle, Jody, didn't get hurt, but it was a terrible car wreck. A drunk had hit us. But this scripture the Lord gave to me after we came out of that. The same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Praise the Lord. There's lots more probably we could say, but anyway, I feel like I probably said. What I want all of us to do is have courage. Whatever, I hope you understand what I was saying about sisters. I wasn't trying to be harsh in any way. I love the brother ministers. I love everybody. But I'm just saying, I know some things that have been said, and I just want to encourage you, just keep your courage up. Be what God wants you to be. Whatever calling you have, and don't do your calling for recognition of people. God does not want you to do that. He don't do it because, and you don't want to be doing things and want it all announced. He said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doeth. And I know sometimes we have to give money and we have to do things for people and we can't get around that. But there's sometimes we can do things in secret. And I'm telling you what, sometimes when you do those things in secret, you get more of a reward because you're not trying to get the reward from people. So God seeth in secret, he rewards you openly. See? So I don't know why I'm saying all that, but anyways, just saying that that's the way God teaches us. So anyway, pray for me. I love all of you and appreciate your attention.